The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
The Soapbox
on The Hard Shoulder.
Yes, Mick Barry is with me, the Socialist Party and Solidarity TD for Cork North Central. For the soapbox today, wherein we ask people kind of the great and good of our society to come in and talk about an issue close to their heart. And I mentioned kind of kneecap and the Biden administration and all of that. And Mick, you feel, I understand, that Leo Varadkar is making a mistake going to the White House this St. Patrick's Day. Is that right?
Yes, I do. Obviously, it's to do with Gaza. More than 31,000 people killed in Gaza now. Well over 20,000 of them, women and children. I believe it is genocide. 80% of Irish people believe it's a genocide. But leave that aside, the International Court of Justice says that Israel has a case to answer, a plausible case for a genocide. And who has armed and financed the Israeli assault? Well, more than anyone else in the world, the person responsible is Joe Biden. He's earned the nickname in the protest movement in the United States of Genocide Joe, and it's well earned. He's the one who has championed an extra $14 billion US dollars for Israel, that package, this year. Between October 7 and Christmas Day, there were 230 cargo planes full of weapons arrived in Israel from the United States, and 20 cargo ships. So should Leo Varadkar, on behalf of the Irish people, be handing over a bowl of shamrock to Genocide Joe Biden this weekend? Does he do it in the name of your listeners? He doesn't do it in my name, and I'm confident in saying that he doesn't do it in the name of a large number of people in this country.
Now, he could hand over that bowl of shamrocks and still register some form of protest or opposition to the military support that the Biden administration offer Netanyahu's government?
Well, I questioned the Taoiseach on this in the Dáil last week, and he did raise some criticisms, but I have to say they were very mild, and I would be a bit surprised if he's a little bit stronger in his language looking Joe Biden in the eye than he is on the floor of Dáil Éireann. I don't think there'll be any spontaneity about it. I'm quite sure that officials from the Department of the Taoiseach or Foreign Affairs will be in contact with US embassy people to find a choice of words that's acceptable to both sides. I think he will have to raise it. I would really wonder as to how strong the words would be, and I've no doubt that it would be a far stronger protest and gesture if there was to be a boycott of that ceremony at the weekend.
And you'll be well versed in the kind of what the counter arguments are, one of which is around access and a country of our size and scale getting kind of access to people who kind of hold the reins of power in a global context, and that there's a value in that, and that we, if we were to turn it down, the invite this year, that that might be the end of it for good. You know, you could have a Donald Trump in the White House next year, and, you know, if he's asked to kind of initiate something like this or get it going again, he might well say, nah, not having it.
Okay, well, I'm not going to labour the point, but I think you have to go back to the basic points. A genocide, more than 30,000 people killed, and the finance and the weapons in large measure coming from the United States. Should there be a bowl of shamrock handed over on behalf of the Irish people this weekend? Now, if you're
in the context of all we get from it, they might say, well, nothing will happen as a consequence of us boycotting this ceremony beyond us losing that access. That's the point I brought up about the access, that actually it won't achieve anything. It won't change Biden administration policy. The only consequence of us not going is that the access disappears for good.
OK, I'm going to deal with the point on access, but I don't agree that it doesn't have any effect. The Taoiseach made the point in the Dáil to me last week that the Biden administration has somewhat shifted its policy in the last couple of weeks. They are saying that, you know, Israel should not do a ground assault in Rafah, where you've got nearly 2 million people now, a large number living in tents. But why did that shift in policy come about? It's because of the anti-war movement in the United States. It's because of the huge demonstrations in the big cities and the votes that Biden is losing in the primaries. If the Irish Taoiseach was to take that position, it would only strengthen that anti-war movement. It would only strengthen the pressure that Biden is under from below. South Africa took the case to the International Court of Justice. I'm sure that they were told that they would annoy many powerful people if they took that position, that, you know, the White House mightn't be too pleased about them charging their ally with genocide. I think the South African government did that under pressure from people in South Africa. But I think that they did gain from that. So on the access issue, I would say in relation to that, that the St. Patrick's Day ceremonies tend to benefit both sides. There's 31 million people in the United States who are of Irish-American heritage. That's a hell of a lot of votes. You know, in a presidential election year, etc., etc. I'm not sure whether an American president would cancel access that quickly. But even if it were to happen, sometimes you have to do the right thing. And it ain't the right thing to be celebrating with Joe Biden this weekend when a genocide is taking place and he has blood on his hands.
Do you think politicians and policymakers in this country, in situations like this, worry too much about things like financial consequences, that's the fixation, you know, like, let's not bite the hand that feeds us in terms of a transatlantic trade point of view?
I think it's the only thing that they really think about. I don't think that the Irish political establishment had any debate between themselves. Should we go this year or should we not? The debate was, well, we will go. And what can we get away with in terms of a bit of criticism? I suspect it will be relatively...
What will play well at home but won't really ruffle any feathers in Washington, is that it?
I think that's basically the discussion that they've had among themselves. And I think that's out of tune and out of step with the view of a large number of Irish people. I actually thought to myself, the majority of ordinary people will take a pragmatic approach on this, really hate what the Israeli government is doing, really dislike the way that the US has backed them. But maybe you gotta go. I spoke to a lot of people about this before coming on the show. A lot of people did have that point of view. I won't hide away from that. Mm. But I was surprised by the number of people said, you're right, what you're arguing. Stick to your guns there.
So do you think that opposition leaders shouldn't go? And listen, the government are the government with a capital G. They're the ones in power. They're the ones who need to be held to account more so than leaders of the opposition. Having said that, I mean, it is a big trip for Sinn Féin as well.
Yeah, the points that I make apply to Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens. They apply to every party in the Dáil and in Irish politics. And that includes Sinn Féin. I know for a fact that there are many people who vote Sinn Féin who are disgusted at the fact that Mary Lou McDonald is heading over to celebrate with Biden this weekend. I know that there are many members of Sinn Féin who disagree with that decision. Generally speaking, members of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael don't march on a Saturday behind the Palestinian flags saying, you know, defend the rights of the Palestinian people, end the genocide. Lots of members of Sinn Féin do, lots of Sinn Féin banners. And the people who march with them, in large measure, I think, are of the view that this is wrong, it's very wrong, and it shouldn't be happening.
Mick, listen, thanks a million for coming into studio. Mick Barry, Socialist Party and Solidarity TD for Cork North Central.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.